From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. It's been said that the two most powerful doctors for anyone are their left leg and their right leg. Most people don't get around to walking very much. A free program that began in Ohio is gaining traction nationwide, including across Colorado. The program, called Walk with a Doc, has doctors and other health professionals stepping it up, volunteering as models of good walking habits. From Colorado Public News, Shelley Schlender has more. Okay,
this Saturday morning, 100 people in shorts and sneakers gather at a tree-lined park in central Denver. Some are regulars, some have just dropped in because a friend or a doctor encouraged them to come. Saying hello to everyone is Dr. Andrew Freeman, a cardiologist at National Jewish Hospital.
All right, welcome. How are you? What size t-shirt do you wear?
He hands out bright blue t-shirts that read, Walk with a Doc. Even Dr. Freeman sports the t-shirt.
I'm not wearing a white coat. I'm not wearing a stethoscope. I'm wearing shorts and sneakers like everybody else.
It's a sight that's increasingly common at parks and along trails all over the state, from Pueblo to Fort Collins, Colorado Springs to Grand Junction. Large groups of people getting together every week to walk for their health. In Dr. Freeman's case, through Walk with a Doc, he hopes to encourage more people to walk at least 2.5 hours every week.
And if I can get people to understand just how important exercise is, it's great.
Colorado is the leanest state in the country, yet more than half the state's residents are overweight or obese. And the rates are continuing to rise, increasing the risk of diseases from diabetes to heart attacks. Walking can help reverse many of these risks. This morning's main event will be a 1.5 mile long walking path, with healthcare volunteers such as Dr. Freeman walking and talking with 100 people. Before the walk, some people amble over to volunteers who offer blood pressure checks.
158 over 100.
All right, that's high.
It's a wise precaution, as the Colorado Health Foundation reports that high blood pressure in Colorado is also on the rise. Dr. Freeman offers a few good tips on health, and then they're off. Young and old, people with dogs, health professionals, and a woman with an oxygen tank. Leading the way are Coloradans Sarah Weddington and Patrick Key with their two daughters.
We walk with the doc to show our girls that it's good to get exercise.
Yeah, it's great family time. We enjoy it a lot.
Rounding the bend are six lively children skipping and dancing around main roads.
Come on, let's run! Run!
I bring all my grandkids to walk with the doctor to stay healthy.
At the three-quarter mile, here comes Dr. Freeman, talking with a retiree from Denver, Shirley Epstein.
Oh, it's a marvelous program.
She's been a regular.
I love walking.
Freeman says he likes seeing people get hooked on walking.
I've had people show up that have had recent stents or bypass surgery within the past couple of weeks who've decided, you know what, that was the warning sign I needed. I'm going to change my life. And they come here and they meet other people and they walk and they enjoy it and they come back over and over again and do the things on their own.
After 45 minutes, most people are done and gathering for snacks. 85-year-old Elizabeth Case says she admires the health professionals who volunteer.
They walk their talk, and they get people to understand why.
That's the goal, says Dr. Freeman. And he points out Walk with a Doc is catching on throughout Colorado.
There's a site in Grand Junction. There's three here in Denver. There's some in Greeley and Lafayette and all over. And little by little, we're aiming to get this up in enough places so that somebody has a place to go, if not once a month, every week. And we do it year-long, even in the winter. So if it's snowing, we walk, unless the highways are closed.
In addition to Walk with a Doc, many communities have walking clubs, drawing groups of people regularly to walk and talk. Freeman says they're all ways to make friends and get good exercise. Shelley Schlender, Colorado Public News.
Yes!
You can find more information online at krcc.org, including a link to Walk with a Doc in Pueblo. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.